gave me opportunities that always makes connections. And connection in my life have always played an important role. For example, we went that baseball trip to Lawrence, Kansas, and we went over to my fraternity house, Phi Gamma Delta. Ran into a guy, and we went out on the town. It was Dean Smith, who, of course, later coached North Carolina basketball to great heights, and he's, of course, in the Hall of Fame and a wonderful guy. So those kind of things are associated with my experiences, which are fun to remember.
Al Rosen, the major leaguer, played for the Oklahoma City Indians.
Yeah, he was a hero to all of us that love baseball, as I did, to go out there to the ballpark to see Al Rosen and Ray Boone, who has several sons and grandsons in the major leagues. But Al Rosen was one of the favorites of many. He went on to be the manager for the New York Giants. I sent him a few things, and he wrote back a personal note and said, I had the greatest experience of my life being in Oklahoma, playing all around Texas and Oklahoma City and Tulsa. It was just nice of him to do that. I sent him a book by a local artist here by the name of Fitzgerald, which displays a lot of great places in Oklahoma. I just thought I ought to send him something for remembering how wonderful he was to me. He had me in the dugout one time when I was doing a contest for the person that kept the score sheet, and I won a bicycle and a baseball mitt, and he was my main man when I went to the dugout. He was so sweet and wonderful to me, so great memories with him.
And many years as a major league player.
Oh, he was stout. And
for the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, yeah, he was one of their finest players.
I remember because I had his baseball card, as a matter of fact.
I got one in our office.
Kurt Gowdy was a voice for the Oklahoma City Indians.
Yeah, Kurt was a wonderful guy. We were very fortunate in Oklahoma to have a couple of announcers in the Hall of Fame. Bob Murphy was one. But Kurt Gowdy and his wife were dear friends. Kurt married an Oklahoma City girl. I used to go down and watch him do play-by-play by the ticker tape. He'd take those sticks and hit them together so you hear the base hit. Even before him, I remember Ted Andrews was an announcer, and he used to always say, it's a hit, clean as ivory. I never forget that. I always thought that was neat. I made my mother buy ivory soap all the time. But Kurt was a wonderful guy. We remained friends for a long time. He's, of course, from Wyoming, but he claimed Oklahoma to be one of his main interests of hometown.
As we follow your life, then there was tragedy because in 1942, you lost your father.
Yes, I was at Harding at the time, and they sent some relatives by to bring me home, and I didn't know what it was until I got home and learned that my father was killed in a hotel fire in Wichita, Kansas, a Texan hotel, where I had been earlier that summer with him on a business trip. Well, it was a business trip and also to visit my oldest brother, Donald, who had just entered the service in Shepherd Air Force Base. Yeah, that was tragic. He was 57 years old, so I never had a father, but I had three brothers and a mother that I think took good care of me.
Your age at his death was?
My age was 12.
When he died?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
12, maybe 13.
Places in Oklahoma City back in the 40s that you might remember? Theaters?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of theaters. Criterion Theater was the biggest and probably the most popular, famous one. There was a Harbor Theater, a State Theater, Midwest Theater, a Center Theater. There was some called the Rialto and some of those other ones that were not the kind of theaters that my parents would let me go to. Then there was one out on 39th Street called the Will Rogers, I think, and they had a balcony, which we all liked, and they also had seats for two. I guess they called date seats, lover seats. It was kind of interesting as we grew older. There was a Plaza and Tower Theater, too, because the Tower is on 23rd Street, and the Plaza was over on 16th, and that is now headquarters for Lyric Theater here in Oklahoma City, so I wanted to mention that.
There were restaurants that you probably hung out in?
Oh, there was a great many, particularly drive-ins is where the high school kids went. They had Marsh's, and they had the AAA root beer stand and several like that, but some of the other restaurants were Ann & Maud restaurant downtown. That was not a restaurant, it's a cafeteria, but they had Bishop's downtown, which stayed open all night, so after dances and such, you could go down there and always get fed. There was so many other places. Can't remember all of them, but some of the nightclub spots were Shangri-La and the Chatterbox. There was another place out on Lake Hefner. Snug Harbor was the name of it.
It's another one, Beverly's Chicken.
Beverly's was a favorite, yeah. And they had one near the state capitol. It was just directly north of the state capitol, and it was a very popular place. And then they opened a couple of more places, one downtown, across the street from the Sheridan, which was later imploded. And they had a couple more than that. They still have one here in Oklahoma City that they moved recently down the street on Northwest Expressway.
Dances were held in various places?
One of the main places, I suppose, we had some at the Skirvin Hotel. But there was a place in the Civic Center Music Hall, which was the Hall of Mirrors, which today is the Miners Hall of Mirrors, and that was a great spot to have them. We had some at Spring Lake Amusement Park. Big bands came there oftentimes. All of them came there, Les Brown and Martin and Miller.
That was in your teen years, 16, 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
Your father was a musician, but you were not a musician.
No, I took piano for quite some time, long enough to still be playing, which I don't. I used to have a couple little favorites that I could knock out, but I didn't get professional in that area.